trust in love. Just keep on putting one foot down in front of the other. Come on, walk on faith. When the valley is wide, everything inside.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN. We are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. D-Day plus 80 years.
Veterans and world leaders have returned to Normandy to mark the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings when 160,000 Allied troops stormed the beaches, leading to Hitler's eventual defeat in World War II.
Man, I was scared. I didn't realize what war was until that day.
D-Day survivors are now between 96 and 107 years old.
People say, how did you get off that boat and go in on the beach? There was a job had to be done. Somebody had to do it.
President Biden will meet with veterans and he'll honor the troops who gave their lives in defense of freedom.
ABC's Danny New. An appellate-level court in Georgia stopped Donald Trump's election interference case until there's a decision on Trump's appeal of a ruling allowing Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis to stay on the case. YouTube has agreed to prohibit videos showing how to remove safety devices from certain guns and restrict videos teaching users to make so-called ghost guns. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000. And cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
From groan-worthy dad jokes to patching up skinned knees, your dad is one of a kind. Here's a Father's Day gift guaranteed to take him to his happy place, Omaha Steaks. Order mouth-watering gift packages starting at just $89 at omahasteaks.com with promo code QUALITY at checkout. Show your dad the love he deserves with an unconditional money-back guaranteed gift as unforgettable as he is. Visit omahasteaks.com, code QUALITY at checkout.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange, double-digit losses in the milk markets yesterday. July milk down the 75-cent limit to 2012. August down 71 to 2038. September down 61 to 2027. October down 44 at 1993. Cheese markets, barrels down 1.5 to 194.5. 40-pound blocks down 3 to 186. 5 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 6.75 to 309.5. No trades. Grade A non-fed dry milk up 1 to 120. 13 trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 44 and no trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the live and feeder cattle markets, they were mostly lower as midday boxed beef prices were lower. There was also no riveting support developing in the cash sector, and that continued to pressure the markets. Traders need a shot of some strong fundamental support to shake the dreariness pervading the cattle sector. Hogs mostly lower as the market is looking for a new support plane or technical interest to come to the rescue. Now, the complex is trending lower, even though midday pork cutoff values were up once again. But given the weakened nature of the market's current pork demand, traders will need to see more than a single day's worth of higher pork cutout values before moving prices higher. June live cattle down 40 cents to 181.77. August feeder cattle down $1.20 to 254.82. June hogs down 60 cents to 92.10. Chicago Board of Trade, corn lower due to weakness in the wheat markets. Wheat was lower due to continued harvest pressure as the Plains harvest continues. Corn and beans again also were lower. Again, that weakness in the wheat markets. Also, the wrapping up of planting and that window to get that planting wrapped up weather-wise is pressuring prices. New crop corn down 3 to 4.59. New crop beans down 5.5 to 11.50.5. July wheat down 11.5 to 6.46.75. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand. Cash corn 387, July 390. New crop 404. Cash beans at 1107, July 1107. New crop 1071. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 413 and a quarter, July 413 and a quarter, August 402 and three quarters, new crop 409. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, Cash Corn 409, August 413, New Crop 409. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, Cash and July Corn 389, New Crop 404. Cash Beans 1105, July 1107, New Crop 1075. Allied Cooperative Blair, Cash Corn 399, New Crop 409. Cash Beans 1092, New Crop 1065. Red Wing Grains, Cash Corn 418, July 420, August 409, New Crop 414, Cash Beans 1150, July 1154, August 1136, New Crop 1091. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, Cash Corn 386, New Crop 404, Cash Beans 1109, New Crop 1075. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 173 to 190, Holstein fed cattle 159 to 173, market cows 101 to 138, bulls 136 to 157, calves 200 to 980, beef steers 151 to 387, Holstein steers 162 to 392. Sheep markets, market lambs and light lambs 255 and down, ewes 210 and down, rams 120 and down, goat markets, does 110 and down, bucks 125 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, feeder lambs 155 to 235, fed lambs 175 to 225. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We may catch a sprinkle or two this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy and windy today. We'll get to 67 for a high, so it will be cooler as well. Wind will be northwest, gusting to around 30 or 35 today. Tonight, clear 53. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 74. Take your summer barbecue to the next level with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made from Grandpa's original recipe. This stuff is wicked good. Grandpa'sBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Skipping rocks, skipping rope, laughing at all my best friend's jokes. Things I loved when I was a kid. Muddy roads, muddy feet, I didn't live on no blacktop street. Things have changed a lot, but I never did. And I don't wanna think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just wanna live until I die. Living right, living in this little old town I grew up in. But I still held on to my dreams. Standing proud, standing tall, standing smack dab in the middle of it all. I don't worry about things that I can't change. And I don't wanna think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow.
I just want to live until I die. And everything around me are things I dearly love. And every night I get on my knees and thank the Lord above that I don't have to think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just want to live until I die. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. Whoa, whoa. I just want to live until I die.
Call them cool, those hearts that have no scars to show, the ones that never do let go and risk the tables being turned. We call them fools who have to dance within the flame, who chance the sorrow and the shame that always comes with guilt. But you got to be tough when consumed by desire, 'cause it's not enough just to stand outside the fire. We call them strong, those who can face this world alone, who seem to get by on their own, those who will never take the fall. We call them weak, who are unable to resist the slightest chance love might exist, and for that forsake it all. They're so hell-bent on giving, walking a wire, convinced it's not living if you stand outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. There's this love that is burning deep in my soul, constantly yearning to get out of control, wanting to fly higher and higher. I can't abide standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire.
Sizzle, we're Country Fried. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Well, I ain't never been to Barbie doll time.
buy the same damn thing on a Walmart shelf half price and still look sexy, just as sexy as those models on TV. No, I don't need no designer tag to make my man want me. You might think I'm trashy, a little too hardcore.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Gretchen Wilson and Redneck Woman here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. And good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. The clouds continue to move out this morning as we have temperatures in the low 60s. Going to be kind of a cooler day today after that cold front moved through, and the winds are going to still be here. We'll have details with our ag weather forecast. Also, next hour, we'll have David Geiger in as he's talking about some forage issues here in the upper Midwest. Well, that alfalfa weevil kind of causing some problems, but we're going to talk with David about that here coming up next hour here on the Morning Farm Report. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America Next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. This June, we send our thanks to all the hardworking dairy farm families across western Wisconsin. Without you, we wouldn't have the wonderful dairy products we all love. Not in dairy or agriculture? Check out a local breakfast on the farm every Saturday at a farm near you.
Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The Wisconsin Farmers Union recently hosted a Enough is Enough tour stop. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The Wisconsin Farmers Union hosted an event called Enough is Enough in support for the Opportunities for Fairness in Farming Act in Osseo, Wisconsin recently. Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Ruden says even though his organization supports the OFF Act, which deals with national checkoffs, Farmers Union isn't against
all checkoffs.
Our members certainly want to make sure that the checkoff dollars that they're spending for advertising and promotion and then also research are actually spent for those. We're looking at some state groups around the country, certainly some national groups. That accountability just hasn't been proven, and audits and other means of seeing where those dollars go, and especially when you look at certain national farm organizations. So National Cattlemen's Beef Association has been lobbying hard against issues that would have really impacted the producers by arguing against what in the producer's best interest.
He says groups like the NCBA should show that the checkoff dollars are going to what they're supposed to be used for.
Now, they say they're not spending checkoff dollars on those lobbying efforts, but yet there hasn't been a good way to track where those dollars are really going. So until they can be proven to us through an official audit of getting those dollars that are used for lobbying are coming for lobbying issues versus the blanket statement saying that our dollars are spent on advertising and promotion, those are the promotion and advertising dollars. So let's see an actual audit and where we're going. And that's something that whether it's USDA or the marketing agencies, there's different mechanisms for that to happen. Let's have a true actual audit and see where that ends up at.
He says the OFF Act would require transparency and accountability in the national checkoff programs. The programs were originally designed to support generic promotional activities to benefit entire industries. Von Ruden says the dollars aren't being spent like that anymore.
Well, today we're seeing that difference. So, for instance, the Fairlife milk carton that you see advertised on TV really is to the benefit of Fair Oaks Dairy based in Indiana. And that was all developed through a program that the National Dairy Board had worked on. So that's benefiting maybe one state or one region, but yet there's pennies that came out of Wisconsin from every single farmer that have went into the advertisement for that farm's products.
The Enough is Enough tour is a 6-day tour that's featuring organizations trying to garner additional support for the OFF Act. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS has raised the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes in recent years. This hits hard if you're behind on your taxes. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. If you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We may catch a sprinkle or two this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy and windy today. We'll get to 67 for a high, so it will be cooler as well. Wind will be northwest, gusting to around 30 or 35 today. Tonight, clear 53. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 74. Take your summer barbecue to the next level with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Made from Grandpa's original recipe, this stuff is wicked good. Grandpa'sBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
See your face. I knew we'd meet again another time, another place. Can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know I always knew you'd take the business route. You were always the one to follow the light. And you look like you're doing alright, yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight. But I guess I'm doing alright. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing alright. Oh, 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 I'm alright. I got a good old friend here with me tonight, and I guess I'm doing alright. Well, we had a lot of dreams when we were were younger, they thought we were crazy, but we had the hunger. We kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our. We lost touch, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. But beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing all right. Oh, I'm all, I'm all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing all right. This evening, and God only knows when I'll see you again. Just send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family and tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss them, but I'm doing all right. Oh, I'm all, I'm all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing all right.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107 WRDN. Jody Messina and I'm all right here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. Temperatures low 60s. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. And next hour, we'll give you that ag weather forecast. It's going to be a cool one today. We'll have more details though, coming up next hour. Michigan State University potato breeder Dave Duches. Yes, there are people that are potato breeders. Has developed a new potato called the KAL 91.3 potato. It comes from a variety called Kaleska, and it apparently can be stored in cool temperatures for long periods of time without sucrose. And if you don't need the sucrose, well, the potato, I guess, is less susceptible to rot. Something we'll have to, and it's also a healthier potato, too. We'll have more details during our farm news update here coming up also this hour, but something new to look at in the potato industry. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by the Steffes Group, over 60 years of auction excellence. In recent months, headlines about highly pathogenic avian influenza have been focused on the virus's spread in dairy herds. But an outbreak last week in Iowa at a commercial egg-laying facility reminds us that poultry remains at risk as well. I'll have more when we come back.
Is it time to upgrade your farm equipment for 2024? With over 60 years of auction experience, Steffes Group is bringing their auction expertise to Nebraska with the Grand Island, Nebraska Area Equipment Auction. Equipment is located at the Husker Harvest Days location for preview, and check steffesgroup.com for complete equipment descriptions and pictures. This auction to include large late model row crop equipment, track and loader tractors, self-propelled sprayers, combines, corn and draper heads, and more. Mark your calendar for this timed online auction. Bidding opens on Wednesday, May 29th at 8 a.m. Central and closes Thursday, June 6th at 12 p.m. Central. Don't miss out on this rare chance to bid on late model equipment at the Grand Island, Nebraska Area Equipment Auction, closing on Thursday, June 6th at 12 p.m. Central. That's steffesgroup.com. At a commercial egg-laying facility in Sioux County, Iowa last week, experts confirmed the presence of H5N1, the virus responsible for highly pathogenic avian influenza.
Following the confirmation, the flock, 4.2 million birds, were culled. It was the second largest culling since 2022, and it was the first confirmed HPAI outbreak in Iowa yet this year. The Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship strongly encouraged poultry producers to bolster their biosecurity practices following the outbreak, as the Iowa confirmation followed five other commercial outbreak confirmations in Minnesota flocks. For people, the CDC still considers the risk of infection by the H5N1 virus low, as only three confirmed cases of the virus in humans have been found in the United States. But for birds, the virus remains deadly. With the most recent cullings in Iowa and Minnesota, losses from the virus and mitigation strategies have now topped 92 million birds since January of 2022. Currently, if an infected bird is confirmed on a farm, that whole flock is destroyed to stop the virus from spreading any further. That's an expensive proposition for farmers, so work has been underway for several years to find a vaccine that would prevent HPAI, and it sounds as though there might be some progress on that front. In the Netherlands, Wageningen University has been performing a trial on two vaccines in that country since the fall of 2023, and they reported last week that both vaccines were still quite effective, even 8 weeks after being administered. The trials are set to run until 2025, so more research will be forthcoming, but the early results have prompted the Dutch government to announce a trial program to vaccinate their poultry. So far, no details have been given, but they're expected over the next several weeks. The Dutch would be joining more than 30 other countries attempting to use vaccination against HPAI, but where do U.S. producers stand? I'll have more when we come back.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer owned, community minded.
Following the latest confirmation of HPAI in an egg-laying facility in Iowa, focus is returning to vaccination as a way to mitigate the disease. Last month, Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack said the United States is likely 18 months away from a vaccine. And that's, he says, if the virus doesn't mutate. We're likely not done talking about bird flu for some time to come. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by the Steffes Group. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-785-9545. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-785-9545 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-785-9545 to see if you qualify. That's 800-785-9545.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I've heard those city singers singing about how they can love deeper than the oceans, higher than the stars above. Well, I come from the country and I know I ain't seen it all, but I heard that ocean salty and the stars they sometimes fall. And that would not do justice to the way I feel for you. So I had to sing a song about all the things I knew. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. From the back roads to the Broadway shows with a million miles between, there's at least a million love songs that people love to sing. And everyone is different, and everyone's the same. And this is just another way of saying the same thing. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill.
The moment was custom made to order. I was riding with my daughter on our way back from Monroe, and like children do, she started playing 20 questions. But I never would have guessed one could touch me to my soul. She said, "Daddy, when we get to heaven, can I taste the Milky Way? Are we going there to visit, or are we going there to stay? Am I going to see my grandpa? Can I have a pair of wings? And do you think that God could use another angel to help pour out the rain?" Well, I won't lie, I pulled that car right over, and I sat there on the shoulder trying to dry my misty eyes. And I whispered, "Lord, I wanna thank you for my children, 'cause your innocence that fills them often takes me by surprise. Like, Daddy, when we get to heaven, can I taste the Milky Way? Are we going there to visit, or Are we going there to stay? Am I gonna see my grandpa? Can I have a pair of wings? And do you think that God could use another angel to help pour out the rain? Well, I thought about it later on, and a smile came to my face. And when I tucked her into bed, I got down on my knees and prayed. Lord, when I get to heaven, can I taste the Milky Way? I don't want to come to visit, 'cause I'm coming home to stay. And I can't wait to see my family and meet Jesus face to face. And do you think, Lord, you could use another angel to help pour out the rain? Can I help pour out the rain? Can I help pour out the rain? La da 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 dee 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 dee.
We got you covered from Dell to Dawn to Dixie on my mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden moon boys raised on shotguns. We say came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love
to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Cause you can't stomp us out and you can't make us run, cause we're the more boys raised on shotgun. We say grace and we say ma'am, if you ain't into that, we don't give a damn.
We're from North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land.
We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The National Milk Producers Federation is expressing confidence that farmers will soon see a fairer federal system for milk pricing and highlighted dairy farmers' robust response to the challenge of the H5N1 influenza in dairy cattle at the organization's board of directors meeting, which concluded yesterday. Even with the stresses on the farm, there's still not a better industry, said Randy Mooney, a dairy farmer from Rogersville, Missouri, and a member of the Dairy Farmers of America Cooperative. I'm proud of where we're at, producing high-quality, nutritious food for the consumer. It's amazing how dairy farmers do it, he said. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is expected to release its plan for federal marketing order modernization at the beginning of July. National Milk has led the push for updated rules that reflect the current industry. It's been a three-year effort that culminated in a 49-day federal milk market order hearing late last year. Wisconsin Farmers Union has announced the launch of season number 2 of the Farmer Labor Podcast, an educational series that delves into the dynamics of power within the agriculture sector. Hosted by Zoe Sullivan, this 5-episode season explores how farmers and workers build power and why their solidarity is crucial across the economy. Season 2 will bring together compelling voices from within Farmers Union, Wisconsin, and beyond, making a case for farmers to embrace solidarity across the economy. Each episode features in-length discussions and personal stories that highlight the challenges and triumphs within the agricultural community. The podcast is available at the Farmers Union website. New episodes will be available every Tuesday starting on June 4th. Many farmers are turning to soybean planting because of a better chance to make a profit this year. Heavy rain in many areas is closing the window of opportunity for corn planting. Reuters says the USDA forecasted farmers to plant 86.5 million acres of soybeans across U.S. farm country. However, some industry experts predict soybean acres could increase by another million acres or more, thanks to wet weather and soil. Farmers are facing high production costs due to a jump in already high interest rates, which will take a bite out of most or all of the potential returns on corn this year. In an annual early season crop budget estimate, ag economists at the University of Illinois projected negative average farmer returns in that state for both corn and beans. The losses likely would be smaller for soybeans, which require less fertilizer and pesticides than corn. A new genetically engineered potato developed by Michigan State University potato breeder Dave Duchesne has been granted an exemption from the biotechnology regulations placed on genetically modified products. The KAL91.3 potato is bred from an MSU potato variety named Kalska. The newly developed potato can be stored in cool temperatures for long periods of time without sucrose, the compound that sugar is typically stored in potatoes, as getting converted into reducing sugars such as fructose and glucose. Without as many reducing sugars, off-color browning and caramelization can be minimized in the new potato, leading to healthier and higher quality products, including potato chips. The new potato can also reduce the environmental impact of the growing process without as many fertilizers and pesticides needed to maintain the potato during storage. Many producers store their chipping potatoes at around 50 degrees Fahrenheit to convert sucrose into reducing sugars, but that makes them more susceptible to rot. America's farmers and ranchers are counting on Congress to deliver a new modernized farm bill. That was the message delivered by Kevin Lusher, chair of Farm Bureau's Young Farmers and Ranchers Committee. The future of America dairy farming depends on investment in the next generation, he said. By increasing access, we can ensure the next generation of farmers have the tools and resources that we need to thrive. He also stressed the need for Congress to pass the farm bill this year. Tessa Parks, a young farmer from Minnesota, testified on behalf of the National Farmers Union. The farm safety net favors larger and more established farms. Land is expensive and capital is difficult to access, she said. Ongoing consolidation limits our access to a fair and open marketplace. That hearing took place before the Senate Agriculture Committee Subcommittee on Commodities, Risk Management, and Trade. The Senate Farm Bill markup is expected soon. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We may catch a sprinkle or two this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy and windy today. We'll get to 67 for a high, so it will be cooler as well. Wind will be northwest, gusting to around 30 or 35 today. Tonight, clear 53. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 74. Take your summer barbecue to the next level with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made from Grandpa's original recipe. This stuff is wicked good. Grandpa'sBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Gable. Right now, it's 70.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Complicating matters with men. Oh, we've said.